A charge to interest will arise when an assessment is issued to collect an underpayment of VAT or when an assessment could have been issued but the trader pays the tax before customs in fact assesses him. Effectively, this means that interest will be charged on any late payment of VAT, the only exception being when tax is liable to a late registration penalty because this is not subject to interest. Customs have actually indicated that in practice they will not seek to assess interest in cases where it does not represent commercial restitution. In other words, what they mean is a charge to interest is not appropriate where there has been no overall loss to the exchequer. Now, an example of the situation like this would be where a trader makes a standard rated supply to another business, but in error treats the supply as zero rated and does not charge 17.5% VAT. If the supplier has charged VAT, then the customer would have reclaimed that VAT as input tax, and so there would have been no overall loss to the exchequer. In a case like this, customs will just raise the assessment for their VAT that the trader should have charged at the standard rate, but will not, in addition, charge interest. Interest rates are fixed by customs and changed periodically. Interest is calculated on a daily basis from the date the original VAT was due to the date the assessed VAT is paid. This is what it says in the legislation, but what we find in practice is that customs assess from the date the original VAT was due until a different date, and this different date is the date of the assessment.
Where an assessment is raised to collect outstanding VAT, interest is calculated from a point no earlier than 4 years from the assessment date. So, in other words, if an assessment is raised to collect VAT that should have been paid 5 years ago, interest on that outstanding VAT can only run for a maximum of 4 years. So the interest period basically is capped to a maximum of 4 years prior to the date the error is found.
Interest is also charged where an unregistered person issues a VAT invoice and shows an amount of VAT on this invoice. The amount of VAT shown will suffer interest from the date of the invoice until the date the amount of VAT is paid over to customs. Interest also applies where a person who is not registered under the flat rate farmer scheme charges a flat rate commission on his invoices as if he was a flat rate farmer. So basically, interest will catch both of these wrongdoers on the amount that they are purporting to charge to their customers for VAT or for flat rate addition. If a trader discovers an error himself, it really is best to disclose that error to customs. A voluntary disclosure of an error should be made by letter to the local VAT office or on form VAT 652. Now, why would you want to make a voluntary disclosure?
Well, it will help to reduce any penalties that might be imposed. Remember our previous lecture where we talked about making an unprompted disclosure.
However, interest is not avoided and will be charged.
Alternatively, under the error correction regime, certain small net errors do not have to be disclosed, but may be corrected by adjusting the next VAT return. The errors that can be corrected in this way cannot exceed the greater of £10,000 or 1% of turnover, subject to an upper limit of £50,000. Deliberate errors cannot be corrected on a later return under the error correction regime, even where they are within the limits. Such errors must always be disclosed to HMRC by separate notification.
Where an inaccuracy is due to the taxpayer failing to take reasonable care, simply correcting it on a later return will not meet the statutory definition of a full unprompted disclosure and would not reduce the penalty rate. In such cases, a full and separate disclosure must be made if the taxpayer wishes to maximise the reduction of any penalty. So now it is time for a question. Mr. A. Simple has reviewed his last 4 VAT returns and found the following errors. Quarter to March overstated input tax £4,000. Quarter to June overstated output tax £1,000. Quarter to September understated output tax £2,000. Quarter to December understated input tax £4,500.
Turnover for the year was £120,000.
What is the amount of the net error? Work it out and put the number next to the pound sign to see if you are correct. Yes, well done. £500 is the correct answer. But let's make sure you calculated it in the correct way. No, I am sorry, this is not the correct answer. Why don't we have a look at what you should have done? Now, the way that I would approach this sort of question is I would look at the output tax and the input tax separately. In the return to the end of March, we have overstated input tax by £4,000. So there was £4,000 of input tax that we originally claimed back from customs, which we now owe to customs. So it is a negative £4,000 in the input tax column. In the return to June, we have overstated output tax, so we have paid customs £1,000 of output tax too much. Once again, it is a negative figure, but this time in the output tax column. Quarter to September, we have understated output tax now by £2,000. So that is £2,000 we owe customs in the output tax column. In the return to December, we have understated the input tax by £4,500. So that is another £4,500 we can claim as input tax from customs in the input tax column. So now let's summarise it. Looking at the output tax column, they owe us £1,000, we owe them £2,000, overall we owe them £1,000. Looking in the input tax column, we owe them £4,000, they owe us £4,500, so overall they owe us £500. So there is £1,000 of output tax payable and £500 of input tax repayable. So the net figure is £500 of output tax payable, and because this is less than £10,000, we will adjust for it in the current VAT return. Let's summarise what we have had a look at so far with regard to interest. Interest will be imposed to provide commercial restitution where the tax has been understated on a VAT return. Interest will also be charged where an unregistered person issues an invoice charging VAT.
Interest cannot run from a date more than 4 years before the date of an assessment or payment.
Net errors not exceeding the greater of £10,000, or 1% of income subject to an upper limit of £50,000, can be corrected on the current VAT return. Errors exceeding this limit will require a formal disclosure to customs, and interest will be charged.
It is worth noting that the Finance Act of 2009 introduced a new harmonised interest regime that will apply to most direct and indirect taxes, including VAT. The rules are to be implemented over a number of years. Under the new regime, late payment interest will be charged from something called the late payment interest start date until the date of payment. For VAT, the start date is essentially the due date of the VAT return.
In order to curtail anti-avoidance schemes, following the Finance Act 2004, schemes will have to be disclosed to customs. A statutory list of schemes that have to be disclosed has been published by customs. The use of one of these schemes by a business with supplies in excess of £600,000 must be notified to customs. The notification must be made within 30 days of the due date for the first return to which a listed scheme applies. The penalty for failing to disclose at the proper time will be 15% of the tax avoided. Businesses whose supplies exceed £10 million a year must disclose schemes that have certain hallmarks of avoidance. The notification must be made within 30 days of the due date for the first return to which the scheme applies. The penalty for failing to notify a scheme will be £5,000. However, businesses will be excused from notifying purchased schemes if the promoter has registered it with customs. Scheme promoters may voluntarily register arrangements that have the hallmarks of avoidance with customs. Following the Finance Act 2005, businesses will be required to disclose when they use or are party to schemes that give a tax advantage that does not appear on their VAT returns. Previously, disclosure was only required when use of a scheme made a difference to amounts shown on their VAT returns. Also, businesses will be required to disclose two new prescribed or listed schemes. The first exploits differences between the UK and another member state's treatment of vouchers. The second scheme attempts to remove the effect of an option to tax land and property.